Marathon.
Hi, is this Michael?
Yes.
Hi, Michael. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your marketing team.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So I was calling because it looks like you recently clicked in the back end of your dashboard indicating you wanted more information for Google Guaranteed Leads.
Yes.
Okay, so that's my job, is to go over the requirements and what you need in order to get set up for Google Guaranteed. Do you have any familiarity with it at all?
Zero. I'm just wondering why when I signed up with the guys a couple of months ago, that wasn't offered to me.
Well, the reason it wasn't offered to you right off the bat is because we do have to go ahead and initiate the Google local listing and get everything moving forward on your behalf before we're able to verify you through the Google Guarantee. So it's just a process. It's a standard upgrade for current clients, and that's why it wasn't offered to you to begin with. We had to verify your Google business profile, and we had to get everything moving forward. But it is a pretty quick fix. For this position, what Google Guarantee does is it's up at the very, very tippy top of the page in the Google Guarantee section. So the providers like yourself who are coming up in that particular section on Google, they have been vetted. So there's a background check process, and for your particular area, there is no requirement for license or insurance. So you're pretty lucky there. But I understand you do have insurance for the company anyway, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. So there's a $250 application fee. It's one time, non-refundable. It goes to get yourself and any other face-to-face employees you deem appropriate background checked. The background check itself and process for getting Google Guarantee certified can take a maximum of 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always take that long. It mainly depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. Application's pretty straightforward. Once you've been Google Guarantee approved, Michael, the advantage to being a Google Guarantee provider is that Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public as a service provider in your local area. Now, under the general contractor vertical is how we would get to the bathroom leads that you're specifically looking for. And if you wanted to take advantage of any other vertical within the general contracting category, then you're absolutely welcome to do that. But it looks like to me your primary focus is on the bathrooms, right?
Right.
Perfect. So what we can do here is we go ahead, we verify the company, get you Google Guarantee approved. The advantage to yourself, again, is that you're going to be getting qualified leads, and Google is acting as a partner directly to your business for the general public. So what they're doing is putting your company, your profile, we're going to put your website, all of your information and reviews in the Google Guarantee section with the Google Guarantee badge. When a client clicks on your Google Guarantee listing, they know for a fact that they're getting backed directly by Google with your company, meaning if for any reason your clients weren't 100% satisfied, Google would go ahead and pay out additional insurance up to $2,000 per client. I'm sure that's not something that you need, but it is Google's guarantee to the public. For you, what they're guaranteeing you is quality leads. So with this type of program, you're only paying for leads that are qualified. Have you ever done any type of work like through Angie's or Home Advisor, maybe Thumbtack, something along those lines?
Angie.
Okay, so everything that you hate about Angie, anything that you want to change about Angie, it's been made right with Google Guarantee. So Google built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay-per-lead services. The way that Angie's and all the other pay-per-lead networks, all of them work, is they purchase a position from Google at the top of the page between the Google Guarantee and the local map in what's known as the Google Ad section. They advertise their business name, they capture the leads, and then they resell them to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors. It can be extremely lucrative. It can also be extremely frustrating from what I understand. So instead of going that route, Google allows for the local service providers like yourself only to list in the Google Guarantee section as well as the local map, kind of forcing those other large corporations to use the Google Ads where it's a pay-per-click, okay? You also have Google Ads within your package, but the cool thing about that is it's specific to your business. It's not being filtered through a third party. So that's why that's gonna definitely help if you choose to add in the Google Guarantee section. Now, when somebody sees your Google Guarantee listing and they click on your listing, you're not automatically charged. In fact, even when they call the Google call tracking phone number, you're still not automatically charged. You're only charged in what Google considers a qualified lead. So Google records those phone calls for authenticity purposes. That way there's no dispute as to whether or not it was a qualified lead, because there's only two instances that Google considers a call an actual qualified lead. And that is if you give estimate over the phone to the client, which is probably pretty rare for what you're offering, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face with the client. Those are the only two instances. So, for example, Michael, if somebody calls and asks you for a service that's not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. If they call outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your profile, you are not charged for that lead. If it's a sales or solicitation call, or if it's a robocall, somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged for any of those reasons. You're only charged for the qualified leads. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this. Google requires a minimum of 13, a lead budget for 13 Google guaranteed leads per month. With everything figured up here, your Google guarantee lead cost is at $50.67. That will not go up or change. It will not rotate. There's no hidden fee. If you land at $50,000 bathroom remodel, there's absolutely no adjustment on that price. It's going to be locked in. Now, the minimum monthly budget for that would be $661. So the way it works is like this. If you choose to take advantage of this package that's available, this upgrade, the $250 would be charged today. We would go ahead and set client onboarding for the application to be reviewed. So we give you the application. We walk you through it. Again, it's very straightforward, very easy to navigate. But we do set client interview just to review it with the technician. Doesn't take very long, about 15 minutes. And then we submit the application to Google with the background check and all the information that they need. At that point, again, it could take a max of 4 to 8 weeks to get the Google Guarantee approval. Once you're approved, then Ivan, the technician for Google Guarantee, is going to reach out to you and say, hey, we're ready to go ahead and set minimum monthly budget. If you're ready to cut the leads on, then they will charge the $661 at that point in time. The leads come in at approximately 3 leads a week with 13 leads per month on the $661 budget. If you want to increase that, you have the ability to do that. You could take on the first couple of leads and you could say, you know what, these leads are absolutely fire. I want to go ahead and increase. I want all 13 leads in 1 week. Once the budget's exhausted, then we contact you to re-up the budget. Or the latter is true. Say you choose to take your family on a Tahitian vacation, or you get booked out for a few months. Whatever the case is, you can pause the campaign and that budget rolls over to the following month. You're not automatically charged the lead budget. Once the lead budget is exhausted is when we contact to go ahead and refill the budget. Does all that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, so that's it. I went really fast because I feel like you were busy.
Yeah, no problem. What is the upfront cost
is the $250 application fee.
Right. No. I'm saying that you mentioned re-up the budget. What are the
ladders? To refill the budget, it's the same $661. There's no additional cost. It's only increased if you choose to. So what happens for a lot of my clients, Michael, is a lot of my clients start out exactly as I explained to you. So they'll start out with the first couple of leads because they want to give it a shot and see what's going on. And then after they get those first couple of leads, they choose to go ahead and increase the budget. In fact, on our Google business profile, there's one of my specific clients. His name is Matthew Wilson, and he quit Angie's altogether and goes only Google Guarantee, and he tripled his budget, and he's making money hand over fist. So, as far as refilling the budget, it's always at that same $661. It's never going to go up or change unless you choose to increase it.
All right. So let's say after a week, we're extremely pleased with it and we want to up the budget. What are the ladders as we go up the budget? Are there specific numbers or
nope.
How do you do that?
It's up to you. You could say, I want 14 more leads in the month, or I want to put down $500 extra for the Google Guarantee. It's completely up to you.
Right. So to go from 13 leads a month to 13 leads a week, as you mentioned, what are we talking about?
661 a week.
Okay. So the 661 is a package for 13 leads.
Mm-hmm.
The time period.
Correct. If you want to double that, then that's going to be right around, like, I don't know, 13 and some change, right?
Right, right. 13 leads, all right.
That's just the minimum that Google requires, because that's just their guideline. I don't know why they stuck on 13. I mean, a baker's dozen? I don't know, you know?
Right. And you're from Local Splash, right?
Correct. I'm from Local Splash. My name is Amy Nelson. I've been with Local Splash for the past 8 years. In fact, I can go ahead and jump to your security question just to verify that. Give me just a minute here. Your mother's maiden name?
Finale.
Yep.
Okay. Since I'm already signed up with Local Splash, is my price any better than anybody calling off the street and wants to go with this guaranteed Google platform immediately? Am I getting
absolutely. So Google Guarantee application for non-Local Splash clients is normally $500 just for the application fee.
And what about the monthly lead package?
Their monthly leads don't rotate or change. That's a program that's worked through, so there's no better cost. But this is what I do want to tell you, is if when you choose to move forward with this, Michael, we're not going to take anybody else on in your area for Google Guarantee.
So it's still exclusive.
Yeah. We're not going to represent anybody else through Google Guarantee in your area.
And how is that determined? By location and radius of zip code?
By the areas that you want to target is when you have a big package with us, and you have the ability to target how and where you want to target, because you have multiple ad campaigns with us. So you have the Google ads, you have the Facebook ads, and that can be done through zip code if that's how you choose. It can be done by county. As far as Google Guarantee goes, you get to target depending on usually how it's done is how your licensing and your insurance reads for coverage. So if your insurance reads that it covers you for the entire state of Michigan, then you can target the entire state of Michigan if you chose to. Okay? But you get to determine the end result on that. If your licensing reads the entire state and your insurance reads the entire state, but I understand licensing isn't needed in your area and it's not needed for this vertical either. The only thing that's required is the background check. So most categories on Google Guarantee require that the customer, you as our customer, has a business license, insurance, and background check. But for your vertical in your area, it's not a requirement, which is pretty rare, but also pretty sweet, because that puts you into a great spot. There's no additional things needed to get you moving on this.
All right. Just jumping back to the background check issue there. So as you know, companies, corporations, LLCs, whatever, they have officers. So which person are you looking to do the background check on?
Well, are you the person who does the main face-to-face first initial touch and things like that with the majority of your clients?
Yes.
Then you.
Okay.
Is your son on a part of your company as well?
Yes.
Then you, obviously he's a trusted employee, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes for employee, whether he's a partner or not. You can add him in if you want to, if you trust him to go do face-to-face estimates and represent the company accurately. We always err on the side of caution. If you have employees that you're not 100% sure of, and you don't know that they're going to pass the background check, and you don't know exactly how they're always going to represent your company, then I don't suggest putting them on the application. If you and your son are doing the majority of the bulk of the estimates and seeing clients face to face and then farming the work out to your employees, cool. But outside of that, it's not required for you to put every single person within your corporation or your organization onto the application.
So bottom line, it could be either of us, right?
Correct. Whoever's right. Named because your situation doesn't require license and insurance, that's another great thing for you, because normally it's however it reads directly on the insurance and the business licensing who has to be on the application, the main person on the application, and then the field workers or quote-unquote employees below that. So yeah, either one of you could be on there. And the thing about the background check is anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor will not be accepted unless it was beyond 7 years ago. So if it was 7 years ago and there was a felony, it's no big deal. We've seen people pass with some pretty crazy stuff.
We have no issue with that. How do you guys guarantee to us or confirm to us that you're not going to sell the same zip code to somebody else? How do I know that?
Well, we're a Google Premier partner. So in the terms and conditions that we already sent over to you, Michael, and everything that you've been with us, that is the premise of everything that we do as a Google partner, a Google Premier partner. So there's certain criteria that we're held to in order to maintain our Google Premier partnership. It's one client per industry, per category, per service area. You are that client. You're currently spending $749 on a monthly basis with us. If you choose to upgrade to this, you're going to be spending close to $1,400, if not over $1,400 with us. We're not willing to risk that monthly revenue and income coming into our company in order to work with somebody else who's at a much smaller rate. So it's in your terms and conditions that we're only going to work with one, and that is our promise. It's also a guideline that we're held to directly by Google in order to maintain our partnership. And third, it's just not good business practice. You know, all these calls are recorded. Everything's done on the up and up. And the other thing about it is that if I was to sign you up and one of your competitors up in the same area, neither one of you is going to see 100% the type of results that you're looking for. One or both of you is going to quit, and that's not the goal here. We've been doing this for the past 18 years on a month-to-month basis with no contract for all of our clients.
And this package you mentioned, $661 a month, is a month-to-month. It's no long-term.
No long-term commitment. No long-term commitment. You could choose to, you know, once you get the approval, you could choose to start it up, and you get the first couple leads. You could choose to pause it, and that budget rolls out for 3 months if you don't unpause it, you know, depending on when you pause it or unpause it. You could exhaust those first 13 leads and say, you know what, it's really not for me. I don't care for a Google guarantee, and we take it off your product list. You're not charged a single dollar more. There's no accidental charging or costs going to come from this.
As you mentioned, I'm with you guys, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Google currently. So how is my Google campaign going to change if we go to this?
Well, this is going to increase the activity because you'll have more real estate on the first page of Google. So currently you have the Google ad, which is between the Google guarantee and between the local map, and you also have the local map listing for your local area there in Sterling Heights. This is going to add an additional piece at the top, very, very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section. But in addition to that, over time, after you've been with this, the about 3 to 6 months, the organic listing, the ones that look like paragraphs down on the bottom of the page, that's when those start ranking as well. That's just something that takes a little bit longer. You would then have 4 pieces of the puzzle on the first page of Google. You'd be soaking up all the real estate. So the cool thing about having multiple pieces of real estate on the first page of Google is if they see you in the Google Guarantee section and maybe they, you know, they look, okay, cool, and they keep scrolling down, they want to see what all is listed there, who all is showing up. They're looking for something to pop out at them, right? They will see your name again within the Google ad. By the time that they get to that Google local listing, if they haven't already clicked on one or the other, studies show that 98% of clients will click within that local map when you have 2 or more pieces of real estate on the first page of services. So when they click in that local map, you're not charged a lead fee at all. And both of those top 2 pieces have already done their job for you without ever charging you a cost.
All right. I see. So the leads that I'm getting now, and this is something I was going to call you guys about today, actually. So, because I did speak with somebody from your firm last week, so just to backpedal for a second. So I'm getting, I got a Facebook campaign, I got a Google campaign, and last week I received 4 leads.
Okay.
From the site. And when I spoke to one of your associates there, they told me that person told me that they cannot differentiate if that is an actual Google search lead or it's advertisement on Google. In other words, they couldn't tell if it was a web search to our website looking for our services, or it was a Google ad. It just comes out as a web generated lead, and I'm not sure what that means. I don't understand. Like, you know.
Okay, so what that means is that somebody either they did a search for you by name,
Okay.
Or they did a search for you by keyword, via keyword, which is how 9 out of 10, you know, consumers are finding. I mean, people don't usually search bathroom remodel just for fun, right? So they're usually looking for something specific. So either they got your name word of mouth and they chose to look you up by name, or they chose to look you up via keyword. So they're not able to determine which way the search came through is what it is. As far as it goes, did those leads come through to you from via the email from the website itself, or did they click to call you?
They clicked on the box, you know, the schedule.
Okay.
Box.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. That either came through the Google local listing or it came through the Google ad. So what happens with the Google ad is amazing because it's got site link extensions. So when your Google ad is running and they click on bathroom remodel, shower upgrade, shower installation, you know, all of the derivatives and keywords that we have associated for your business, they're taken to that specific spot on your website. So they don't have to dig around. They don't have to figure out, hey, okay, this guy's offering X, Y, and Z. It takes them straight to the spot that they, the word that they clicked on within the website itself. They're able to read all of the information, look at the reviews, look at the photographs, and then they've chosen to reach out to you via the web form that's available on the website itself. So that's fantastic, actually.
Okay. And knowing that I currently have a Google campaign with you guys, and I forget what my monthly spend is, I'm thinking like it's 300 or something like that. Would that, if I shut that campaign down when I go with this Google guarantee, which I should, right?
You don't have to. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. So it works like this. In order to get the reason you weren't offered this in the beginning was because we had to get the Google local listing up and running for you. That's a flat baseline requirement for Google Guarantee. Okay? So that's why it wasn't offered on the very, very front end. And then you clicked in the dashboard indicating you wanted more information on this, which triggers the phone call from me. Now, every bit of your marketing is a 100% tax write-off. Every single lead cost, every single monthly payment is 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. So it really just depends on how busy you want to stay. If you want to really saturate and capture all the work, then keep all three pieces. If you want only the Google, you know, the Google guarantee ads, and you can cancel the other services. If you want the Google local listing, which we always recommend to keep no matter what, and the Google guarantee, then that's going to drop your monthly investment rate down to $199 for the Google local listing and the website, and then the lead costs on top of that. So it is available for manipulation and change. You're not married to any piece of the program unless you absolutely want to be.
Okay. And you've been selling this product for how long?
Google Guarantee product has been around. It was in beta for the first 2 years, and it's been solid out of beta for the last 2 years. So 4 years I've been selling this product. But Local Splash itself as an entity, we've been around for 18 years, and our premier partnership has been for the past 8 years.
Okay. So you've been selling it actively for 4 years, you're saying?
Correct. The beta program, it was Google's way. They only gave it to a few of the premier partners to see how it was really going to go and how clients liked it. Again, it's not available in every category in every area. So it's only for boutique services, electrician, HVAC, certain type of lawyers. It's also available for the general contractor, countertop pros, specific type of landscaping. There's probably a total of about 25 categories that it's available. So it's not available for every single category in every single area. Like concrete contractors, it's not specific to concrete. They have to go through Foundation Pro or they have to go through landscaping, which is a lot of hoops to jump through. So it is more of an elite service for particular providers.
All right. And jumping back to, the protected marketing area by zip code. Mm-hmm. So if I start with you guys at your introductory price of $661, and I decide to lock up all three counties around our business location,
mm-hmm.
that is locked in for the term of that monthly package.
Absolutely. And we're not going to sell it out from underneath you. That's not the goal here. We want to stay in business and working with you. It's not like, hey, if you decide to drop one of those counties, we're going to suddenly do something crazy. Like, you get carte blanche on it.
Okay. And in your experience, is this a better campaign package than a Facebook campaign package?
In my experience, this is the cure to cancer. I'm dead serious. If I would sell this product to my grandmother. Like, I am not kidding you. In my opinion, this campaign, this specific product, I have not had, and I kid you not, I have not had one single person cancel on profit. The only people that have canceled on this type of service is because they were not able to produce the documents that were actually needed in order to get Google Guarantee certified. They did not tell the truth on the front end, and they didn't have those documents, and they weren't willing to go get it for whatever reason. Those are the only people I've seen cancel on this. In my opinion, this is better than a Facebook campaign. If you chose to drop the Facebook campaign or at least drop the cost down, this would be a great replacement for that. Absolutely no worries. But I definitely would suggest that you wait until your Google Guarantee approved to make any changes or adjustments, only because you're about 7 weeks in and everything is still working together to correlate and kind of gel, take hold of everything. Your campaign is in a really great position because you didn't have any negative information out there about you. You didn't have any misinformation out there about you. There wasn't a ton of stuff we had to go in and clean up and take over a Google listing and do this and do that. Okay, and you're, from the notes, you're very involved in your campaign. So you very much want this to work. My suggestion to you would be to go ahead and get the application set up. We get that processing. As soon as your Google Guarantee approves, we're going to contact you. And at that point, go ahead and drop any of the other campaigns down cost-wise or eliminate them completely that you want at that point.
All right. And what was your best guess if we decide to move forward before we're live up and running? 5 weeks? 6?
I can't promise that. What I can tell you is that the reason I don't promise it is because I don't like to give misinformation. I'm a very, very honest, shoot from the hip kind of gal. Like, I tell you exactly what I think no matter what. Like, if I think something's not good for you, I'm not going to sign you up for it. I can't promise that. What I can tell you, Michael, is it depends on how quickly you get the application back to me. Like, if I give you the application today and I give you the weekend to get it done, when I call you on Monday to introduce you to Ivan for your client interview for the application, please have the application completed. That is going to ensure placement as quickly as possible.
I see. All right. And once again, so if anybody that's not currently subscribed to Local Splash were to pursue this offer, they'd be paying $250 a month more.
They would be paying $250 a month more on the application itself. So the application is a one-time non-refundable cost, okay? Yeah, the application itself is what they would pay more on. We don't, and the other thing is because this is for elite service providers, it's not something that we just say, hey, you know, like you have to meet certain requirements. Again, we're submitting you to Google saying, hey, this company, they're tried and true. Local Splash has vetted them completely, and we're recommending them for the Google Guarantee position. And you are submitting the application with all the proper documentation and pieces of information that they need. So this is going to ensure that you are a quality person. We're not just taking Joe Schmo off the street.
All right. And if this program is so lucrative and so, you know, kick-ass, as you say, why aren't my competitors locally here signed up for it?
There's a lot of your competitors that are signed up for it. Hold on a second. Let me pull the numbers. I can tell you exactly who it is that's signed up for it and who it is that's active. Hold on. Okay, so the guys who are currently under Google Guarantee there in Sterling Heights is Marble Cast Kitchen and Bath, Life Construction and Design, Able Construction, Peaks Construction, Oak and Iron Home Improvement, L&E Marble and Granite, Victor's Home Solutions, Renovation by Design. Are you familiar with any of those companies?
Not at all.
Those are more like the problem with this particular industry that we're in, bathroom, as I'm sure you know, is it's directly associated with kitchens, and we do not do kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of my frustration from day one, that everybody mm-hmm. has a cabinet combined, and people will click on the click on our website for a consultation, and by the time I chase them down, track them down, oh, I wanted a kitchen remodel price.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
right.
You know, it's hard to stop it.
So let me explain this piece to you. I understand that frustration. Let me explain this piece to you. So under the general contractor vertical, that's what a category is called through Google Guarantee, is it's called a vertical. Okay, Michael? So through the Google Guarantee vertical of general contractor, there is, bathroom remodel specific. Okay, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finish, kitchen remodel, roofing, and other. We have the ability to literally shut down all other categories except bathroom remodel. If bathroom remodel is the only category that you want through Google Guarantee, you absolutely will not get calls about kitchens. And if you do, because that call is recorded, you're going to get it. You're not even going to be charged for that. If there is a dispute needed, it's going to be automatically refunded back to the Google Guarantee account because it's the only thing you're offering on your profile. That's why I say it's a cure for cancer because it is very, 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 very specific. And the rules and regulations for a dispute are very clear. The rules and regulations for being listed on Google Guarantee are extremely clear. So things that you've dealt with other companies, with Angie's, like you're handed a number or you're given a number through their app or email or text or however they choose to give you the quote-unquote lead, right? They give you the lead. You have to chase the guy down or girl down. You have to make contact with them before anybody else. You have to undercut the price. And then you have to pay the lead fee whether or not you land the job. All of that isn't even how this goes. So, A, you're only listed for what you actually do. Okay, the client can go in, look at the profile, read the reviews, look at the website, get comfortable with you, choose to call that call tracking number. They're now contacting you first. They're reaching out to you directly, not the other way around. And you're only charged for qualified leads. So if they call and they're saying, hey, Mike, I want information on a kitchen remodel. I saw your profile. I'm sorry, Susan. I don't offer kitchen remodels. You have now declined the job. You're not charged for that lead. It's not listed on your profile that you are a kitchen remodeling contractor. You only do bathrooms.
Right. Okay, so I understand.
Yeah, it's a complete difference here.
Right. To what extent does Google verify the leads?
The calls are literally recorded. That's how the leads are verified. So if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably extremely rare for what you're offering. I mean, I don't even know how you would estimate a bathroom remodel over the phone. Like if they want a, you know, a basic estimate, they could go to Google. How much does it cost to remodel a bathroom? You know? But there's only two instances that they consider that a qualified lead. So if you give estimate over the phone, or if you set appointment with the client for face-to-face interview to give estimate face-to-face. So therefore they contact you and they say they're interested in a bathroom remodel and they're asking all the right questions and you set appointment with the client, then that's considered a qualified lead. And the calls are all recorded. So if you say you did get a call that you don't consider, that you do not feel it was a qualified lead, then you call us up. You say, Amy, or you call Ivan, I need to dispute this specific lead. It's done immediately. We go ahead, we review the call, Google reviews the call, and then the dispute is made and you get your money back. It's not a question. That's why Google records those phone calls is because they know the troubles that you guys have dealt with all other paperly services. Like I said at the beginning, Google built this service to trump all other paperly services.
Right. All right. So I pretty much know my competitors, as you could imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you sound pretty serious about what you offer, too.
There's four or five of them locally. So can you tell me yes or no if the following names already included in this Google Guarantee package?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Five Star Bath Solutions.
Let me see here. This Five star. Okay. Here, let me tell you all the names that are listed, because there's only about 15 of them total, and I don't see five star. And then these are all the guys that are approved in Sterling Heights in your area for Google Guarantee when I put in specific bathroom remodel. Okay, cabinet and furniture beautification, Detroit Cubs.
Sorry. Let me interrupt you for a second. Okay, so I should have mentioned it at the beginning, okay? So this, we are not a brick-and-mortar store, as you can imagine.
That's okay.
Right?
That's not a problem.
Okay, but hang on. Here is the issue, though. So Sterling Heights is a residential address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not where we operate from. I operate from the zip code 48152.
Hold on.
And I'm more than happy to go out, and I have gone out, you know, 50 miles every direction from 48152. Okay.
What's the city name of 48152?
Livonia. Livonia.
Okay. Hold on. Let me do a clean search. Give me just a second. Let me pull it up. I want to make sure I get the exact information that you want.
And for some reason, most of my competitors are within 15 miles of me, 20 miles of me. So
right.
Very few of my competitors are in Sterling Heights, and that's why.
That's okay. Give me the zip again.
48152.
152, Livonia. Okay, here we go. All right, give me a second. Okay. All right, L&E Marble and Granite, Kitchen and Bath Remodeling LLC, Victor's Home Solutions, Smart Choice Finishes, and Detroit Tubs. There's only five even listed in the Google Guarantee section, and at this very moment, not a single one of them has their lease cut on. So once your Google Guarantee approved, Michael, the way it works is your profile is going to show up in the Google Guarantee section all the time. When your account is active and you're actively taking on leads, it's not on pause, then there's going to be a green check mark next to your business. Even if it's just, like, say you're the hours of operation that you're closed or that you don't want phone calls 24 hours a day, then it just rotates to the green check mark as off. You're always listed in that Google Guarantee section, but when you're on and your ads are on, that Google Guarantee check mark is next to your name showing that you're active. There's only five competitors in Livonia offering what you do specific to bathroom remodel, and at this very moment, none of them have their leads cut on. I don't know if that's because they're closed for business or if that's because they, you know, I'm not exactly sure why they don't have their leads cut on for that at this very moment, but what I'm looking at is that you would completely dominate in that area.
Can you check those three names that I gave you previously, please, to see if there's some other zip code, five-star bath solutions?
Five-star bath solutions. Okay, and the other one?
Re-bath.
Okay.
And the last one is Leaf Home Solutions.
L-E-A-F?
Leaf Home Solutions or Leaf Home Safety Solutions, they go by.
L-E-A-F or E-L-E-A-P?
Leaf, sorry, L-E-A-F.
F, okay, all right. All right, and what other areas do you want me to check?
You can't search by name, you got to search by zip code, or?
For the Google Guarantee, yeah, we're searching by specific areas. So what county is it that your area is in? I can search by county.
They would be in... let's see here. Let me make sure. It'll be in Oakland or Wayne.
Okay. In Oakland County. Nope. None of them are listed. And then you said Wayne County, W-A-Y-N-E?
Yes, W-A-Y-N-E, right, Wayne.
Okay. No, they're not. I can see Five Star Bath Solutions of Livonia down in the local map section. in that area, but there's nothing, they're not listed in the Google Guarantee section at all. If you're looking to really dominate over those three companies, I definitely believe that this would be a great solution for that.
All right. So you checked both Oakland and Wayne, and they're not showing up, right?
They're not showing up.
Right. The reason why I mention that is because I know for a certain, because as you can imagine, this is not a game here. We take this business very seriously.
Yeah.
So one of those three competitors of ours, I know for a fact, because I have somebody, a friend of mine that works there, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so good information. But they, through my friend, they claim to get the majority of their leads by far. Nothing is even close through Facebook.
Mm.
And this is a, these three companies I mentioned to you are national chain. Mind you, they're franchised,
mm-hmm.
right? So they got all the backing of corporate office for financing and ad campaigns and pretty much, unlimited budgets, unlike us. So
mm-hmm.
I've been told that several times that the majority of the customers that are seeking out this work are in essence senior citizens. So.
Mm-hmm.
Most seniors spend the majority of their time on Facebook.
Right.
So I cannot correlate that. I cannot vouch for that. I'm
mm-hmm.
just telling you what I've been told. So
right.
I'm running a Facebook ad campaign with you guys currently.
You are. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not happy. I've already made that clear twice, and they're making some changes. And,
right.
But I'm not happy because I was told I initiated my spend with you guys. With a higher ratio towards Facebook than Google. And Google is giving me a lot more than Facebook ever has. I got nothing for Facebook. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are, the problem with all this stuff is, I don't want to talk about it forever, but I'm new to this. I'm a hands-on type guy. I mean,
yep.
And mm-hmm. all this marketing campaign stuff, everybody tells you they have the secret sauce. They know
right.
where to get the, they know this, they know that. And I've been
mm-hmm.
doing this for almost 18 months now. I'm bumping my head around everywhere. And
mm-hmm.
90% of the time, been totally disappointed. Like, you mentioned Angie. I'm
mm-hmm.
not happy with Angie. Because, out of 10 leads I get from Angie every 2 weeks, eight out of 10 are kitchens. And I've been bitching at them, excuse my language, for over a year now. They
mm-hmm.
keep saying there's a solution in the works. There's a solution in the works.
Hmm.
I mean, and sometimes you have to call the customer because the customer, when they fill out the request, they don't tell you in the request form that they want a kitchen or a bath. They just say kitchen and bath. So
mm-hmm.
I've got to chase them down, text them, email
them. Determine what they need. Mm-hmm.
Right. Even knock on the door sometimes to go find
right.
out exactly what you're looking for. And as you can tell, this is all time consuming. I mean, for
yeah.
someone, we work already, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, and they go chasing erroneous leads on the weekends and nighttime is just frustrating as heck. So that's my beef with all this is that everybody claims to have the solution. I'm not saying you're in that category.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I understand.
I'm giving you real results.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by your guys there that Facebook is the way to go. And
yeah.
Nothing so far. But as I get as you call them click leads from Google. And
uh-huh.
I got four of those last week, and two of them look promising. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I believe what you're telling me. It's just that, is there a website dedicated to this platform you're offering where I could do some more research?
To the Google Guarantee? Yeah, I can send everything over to you in writing and you can see it all listed. Absolutely. I'll send that over to you for sure. I'm looking at your, I just took a quick look just to double back on something that you said through Angie's. I'm looking at your profile on Angie's as if I was a client and it straight out says services offered, kitchen and bath remodeling, bathtub restoration.
They will not separate kitchen and bath.
So that right there, my friend, is exactly why you're getting the type of results through Angie that you're getting, because they have no way to separate it or differentiate it within their system. I doubt that they want to lose a client for that, but for some reason they have completely compiled and put those two together. The other thing that I see here is that they also have you listed as a handyman, as somebody who offers hardwood floors and full home remodeling.
Yeah,
read reviews by category. So for handyman, there's 4 reviews. For hardwood floors, there's 1 review. For home remodeling, which is the whole house, is 23 reviews. And then bathtub refinishing is at 12 reviews. So, I mean, even if you take the budget that you're putting towards Angie's and put it towards this, I believe that you're going to see much better, faster, successful results for the type of leads that you specifically are looking for.
I agree. I'm thinking the same thing. It's just that, you know, believe me, my client manager at Angie, you know, we know each other very well. I mean, we talk every couple of weeks, and she's fantastic. I mean, she does
right.
her job, but it's
That's
corporate.
Good.
It's corporate.
Yeah.
Will not get the policy. And
right.
I'd imagine looking from the outside, it's in their interest to combine those categories because they can
yeah.
say, hey, we fulfilled our obligations. We gave you 30 leads a month.
Right.
Even though 80% of them are kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just stroked off the list and keep paying the monthly fee. And that's the frustration because, you know, I want to reach the people that want to reach me. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to cast a wide net into the ocean here. I'm going after specific people. Most of them are seniors that they need bathroom upgrades, and the majority by far are tub to shower conversions for obvious reasons, disability, surgery, all kinds of things. I mean, very seldom do you get a new home 10 years or newer, you know,
mm-hmm.
looking for a bathroom remodel. It just doesn't happen. So.
Right. So, you know, the thing about this does, I mean, for all intents, and I did send everything over to an email to marathonbathsystems@gmail.com, which is the email we have on file for you. It's labeled Google Guarantee. So you could, if you open that up, you can see exactly how you would be showing on there, Michael. Now, the thing about this and the reason that I love it so much is because all the guesswork is taken out of it as far as who's going to contact who. You know, just the quality of client that you're getting through Angie's is a much different type of result than you're going to get through Google or through Facebook. Because when somebody goes to Angie, they already know how that type of program operates. The way that Angie's advertises themselves, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Angie's ad on the television or even on the radio. They flat out say, pick your contractor. Like, they don't tell the consumers, hey, we're going to send this out to 6 different guys, and everybody has to pay for the lead just for you to kick a couple of tires, and turns out that you don't even want that proper category, right? They don't tell the consumer that, but just by nature, the quality of client that you're going to get from pick your contractor, no commitment type of commercials is going to be a different type of client. People who are going directly to Google, people who are doing the research and going to Facebook, people, it is literally a proven, I think it's like 87% of them have money in hand and are ready to move forward. They're looking for the perfect match, right? So you're naturally going to see a better qualified type of candidate. If somebody is looking specifically for a bathroom remodel, then that is the specific type of words that they're looking for. That's the specific type of categories. They're not accidentally going to get sent to you looking for a kitchen remodel because that's not a service that you provide.
Right. I understand that. That's the funnel concept, and that's what I've been looking for. But again, I'm not having any experience with any kind of advertising, digital,
mm-hmm.
print, whatever. You know, I'm listening to people locally, online, and everybody, you know, claims to have the secret. You know, the answer
mm-hmm.
to what I need, and it's just not panning out. I mean, I definitely want to concentrate our campaign, our advertising spending, to where it's most beneficial, where it's most lucrative, where the results come in, where there's not, you know, 80% tire kickers.
Right.
That's, you know, that would simplify things dramatically and also lower cost. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe personally, I mean, obviously, you know that I'm completely convinced, and it's only because I've seen it work, that Google Guarantee is the answer that you're looking for. In order to get the approval and get everything moving forward, again, you know, that's completely up to you. The application process itself does take a little while, so the sooner that you get going on that, the better result that you're going to see.
Right. All right. Yeah, if you could send me the application, send me all the information that you have, please, because I love to research and read
mm-hmm.
with a little time left on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I will I will look into this in great detail, and we can talk again on Monday, and I'll make a decision, because my campaign with Angie is I got to check it out. I believe it's due up, it's due for renewal very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So the time is good, because
right.
I'm not satisfied with them at all. As I said, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to abandon them completely, mm-hmm. but I'm going to wind it down to minimal dollars, because
right.
It's a big time killer for me, a huge time mm-hmm. killer.
Sure.
That isn't to mention the leads that come to me, whether they're kitchen or bath, they don't even, they're non-responsive.
Right.
They're non-responsive. Like what clicks on a request on Angie's website for a contact, and then you call them, you email them, you text them, you even knock on their door, and they don't even get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what,
yeah, I hear
what
that
is
all
that?
The time. I hear that all the time. I can tell you a number of theories that I've heard. I've heard a number of theories, and I'm not one to speak badly about another company, but, you know, I mean, you're a smart guy. You know, I sent everything over to you in writing. It's labeled Google Guarantee. I cannot send the application out to you until I collect the application fee of $250 to get everything moving forward. But all the information for Google Guarantee is listed in the Google Guarantee email. You'll see blue hyperlinks that are going to take you to specific site link extensions on the Local Splash website, giving further information on the Google Guarantee product itself and how we can help your company.
Okay. Fair enough. That, you did mention earlier, though, if I recall, that you said the application process is simple.
Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Okay.
Yeah, it's literally just uploading documents. So you're going to upload, you know, if you have the insurance for the company, cool, you're going to upload that just because you have it. You're going to submit the information they need for the background check, which is, I believe, driver's license and social security number. You're going to fill out the application. It's going to ask some, basic questions regarding the business. And, of course, the areas that you're going to be providing, the vertical that you're in, which is general contractor specific to bathroom remodel. And then you go ahead and submit the application to us. So that's absolutely super, super easy. The other thing that I would suggest to you while I have you on the phone is to get some 5-star reviews on your Google business profile. That's going to be pivotal in getting you ranked in a much quicker and higher fashion, and to show you better results as well. So are you familiar with your client dashboard?
Yes, Local Splash, yes.
Okay, so your client dashboard, when you look, if you choose to look on a computer, then it's going to be, do you usually go onto your dashboard through your computer or through your mobile device?
My cell.
Your cell phone. Okay, so when you're on the cell phone, there's going to be a hamburger. We call it a hamburger, so it's three lines. And what that is that's going to be the little three lines. When you click on that, go down to reviews. Okay, and when you click on reviews, it's going to say request review. There's going to be a little box you can click on that. So you click on that, and it's going to open up. It's going to say customer phone number, customer email, customer name. Put in any and all people that you know that are going to leave you a 5-star review, and it's going to send them a pre-made message specific to your company. Okay, those 5-star reviews are going to fly in like hotcakes. That is something that you can do without spending a single dollar more. That just takes a very small amount of your time in order to generate a better placement with everything that you have. No matter what, you want those 5-star reviews.
And you said I get there by going to the Local Splash
dashboard.
And then click on reviews.
Reviews. The three lines is going to be right there. And then you're going to go down. There's a list. It's a list of, let's see here. Let me go back.
Request review, export, all that.
Yes,
right there.
Yes. Request review. So click on the request review and send, you can even send me a review. You can send me a link right now. I'll give you the number here, and you can go ahead and send that over to me. And it's going to give you the opportunity to gain those reviews without having to call the clients, without having to do anything. And it's going to send them a link specific to your Google business profile. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'll definitely do that for sure. No problem.
Okay.
And, speaking of reviews, what if somebody out there you find wackos everywhere you go, right? Someone just
mm-hmm.
plain hates you for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
They leave you like an awful review. What is my recourse?
Well, the recourse on that is for us to go ahead and we respond to that. We encourage you to respond to that, and also, like, especially if it's not a real live person that you served, then go ahead and respond to that. We can also report it and flag it directly with Google and petition for them to take it off. But 9 out of 10 times when somebody is great, I mean, I could just tell you're awesome and you take really good care of your clients. You take a lot of pride in your business and how you work. And as you know, like, there's wackadoodles everywhere, like you said. You just can't please them all, you know?
Right.
Like, so when you have one a guy who's going bonkers on there, one gal who's lost her little mind over something that's not even accurate, you know, how the situation actually went, then we go ahead and bury that review. If we can't get rid of it, we bury it with the positive reviews, because people understand, like, when you have 50 positive reviews and you have one negative review, I mean, you can't please everybody all the time. And the recourse is to go ahead and respond, let the public know exactly what did or didn't happen. We flag it with Google. We report the issue, and a lot of times they will take it off.
Okay, fair enough. All right, I'll review all the info you sent me, and we'll continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I look forward to working with you, Mike. Absolutely.
Same here. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the info, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, I'll talk to you Monday. Thank you for your time.
All right, take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.